Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. So I think as a material scientist, I have the easiest job of everybody on the panel of persuading you that our research is relevant to society, because from the Stone Age to the Bronze Age to the Iron Age, every major advance in human civilization was driven by a development in material science and engineering. And we heard earlier from our distinguished Secretaries General about the tremendous technological advances that we've had over the last decades in today's silicon age, with silicon at the core of the microelectronics that's enabling all I'd say, of our modern way of life. But this silicon revolution is soon going to be forced to come to an end as we start to run into really fundamental physical limits that are set by the size of the individual silicon atoms that make up the components in our devices. And you might think, well, that doesn't matter so much. I don't need an iPhone that's smaller or lighter or has more capabilities. But in fact, it poses an enormous problem for society, and that's in consumption of energy. We also heard in the speeches this morning about the use of artificial intelligence, the expansion of the Internet of Things. I saw data recently that suggested that very soon, artificial intelligence on its own will be using as much electricity, as much energy as Sweden. And so this consumption of energy by silicon-based devices in order to continue and to expand our global standard of living is not sustainable. And so we need to take a step beyond the silicon age, and to do that, we need new materials. And if I have maybe 1 minute, I'll briefly tell you about the materials that I was involved in developing, which, as our moderator mentioned, are called multiferroics. And these combine magnetic dipoles, so magnetic dipoles made of north and south poles, like the Earth's magnetic field. They're ferromagnetic materials, with what are called ferroelectric materials, which are electric dipoles made of positive and negative charges. And this combination allows us to replace the functionalities of silicon-based microelectronic devices with new technology paradigms that use far less energy. And so we're very excited. And I should emphasize that we started this work purely as out of fundamental physics interest. It was a really basic physics and chemistry question. But now these new materials are starting to enable new technologies and devices, which we hope will help with sustainable development of microelectronics. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for that.